online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
Theresa May says the government is doing everything possible to help British overseas territories in the path of Hurricane Maria. The Category 5 storm is being described as extremely dangerous, with winds of around 160 miles per hour. The British Virgin Islands in the Caribbean have already been devastated by Hurricane Irma. Kat Clayton owns a hotel there.
We've been through the worst storm that the world has ever seen. It can't get much worse than what it is, so we have to pull together as a community, as a family, and just hunker down.
KM FM News.
A man's been charged with causing death by dangerous driving after a cyclist was killed in a crash in Whitstable. It happened on the Canterbury Road in March. 22-year-old Joseph Bills from South Street is also accused of causing death while drink and drug driving and failing to stop. He's been bailed until next Tuesday when he's due to appear in court. A couple have appeared in court and denied causing the death of a baby at their home in Tunbridge. The little boy was less than 3 weeks old when he died at a property on Waters Farm Road last December. 20-year-old Marina Smythe and Michael Osborne, who's 21, are due back in court next month.
This is KMFM.
Eye specialists are warning that children using toy Nerf guns should wear protective goggles. They say the shot can lead to a serious injuries and internal bleeding. Dr. Julian Spinks is a GP based in Strood and says it's a concern.
Unfortunately, that blood then irritates the eye and causes inflammation, which means that rather than just a bruise you get on the other parts of the body, you may have something which goes on to cause more permanent damage to the eye and to your vision. So it can be quite a serious problem if something strikes the front of the eye, including things like Nerf bullets.
Hasbro, which makes them, insists safety is of utmost concern. A woman in her 20s has been taken to a London hospital with serious injuries after being hit by a car reported stolen in Chatham. It happened on the high street near Manor Road when the vehicle drove off after being stopped by police around 7 last night. It's been reported to the Independent Police Complaints Commission.
KMFM News.
Plans to build new urgent treatment centres in West Kent will be discussed at a public meeting tonight. The centres are designed for patients who need to be seen quickly but don't need to go through A&E. The area's Urgent Care Clinical Commissioner, Dr. Mark Whistler, hopes it will be simpler for patients.
I think it's often been confusing for them to know whether to approach the GP, whether they should go to casualty, whether they should phone NHS 111. What we're hoping to do is provide a much more integrated approach to this, so it's clearer for patients what they need to do.
The event in Tunbridge Wells will also look at the NHS 111 telephone service. Workers at Southern Rail will go on strike next month in disputes over the role of guards. RMT union members at Merseyrail, Northern and Greater Anglia will also join the walkout on the 3rd and 5th of October. Services from Ashford and Tunbridge will be affected.
This is KMFM.
It's claimed today parents are spending more time on social media than they are reading with their children. The literacy charity Book Trust says four times as much time is being spent looking at screens than working together with books. We've been asking mums and dads in Ashford if they make time to read with their little ones.
It's not just how long do you spend reading with your children to how long are you on social media. I think it's how much quality time do you actually spend one-to-one with your children.
We just try and focus after school on doing things together and spending time doing homework.
I leave my children at after school club. I pick them up when I finished work, and before you know it, it's 5:45 before we've even walked through the door.
And the Doctor Who actress Jodie Whittaker has been named the hottest television talent of 2017. The star has topped the Radio Times TV 100 list, which celebrates those both on camera and behind the scenes. Broadcaster Sir David Attenborough has taken second place.
Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Starting with cricket, in the start of Kent's penultimate game of the season against Derbyshire has been delayed due to the rain. All-rounder Grant Stewart could make his debut after signing his first professional contract last month. Meantime, a wet outfield has delayed the start of England's first one-day cricket international with the West Indies at Old Trafford. An inspection's due to take place around now, half an hour after the game was supposed to begin. It could now be reduced from 50 overs a side. Conditions are looking better and umpires are hoping the sun can dry out the field. And the British Boxing Board of Control says it's yet to receive an application from Rio Ferdinand for a licence to fight. The former England football captain, who's now 38, has announced plans to become a professional boxer. He's being backed by a gambling company and will be trained by former WBC super middleweight champion Richie Woodall.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.